And more news coming up in about 15. Gotten a phone call? Say they're from Microsoft and you've got an infection? Do you believe them? Let's talk about it. Agent Derek Meister at the Geek Squad for the next couple on this. Morning, Agent Meister.
Morning, Bill.
You guys are getting calls, I guess, emails about this. What are customers telling you? What's up?
We've actually seen kind of an increase in fraudulent emails as well as direct phone calls to people. They'll get telephone calls from someone claiming to be from Microsoft tech support, saying that they've detected your computer is acting funny, has a virus, something's up with it. And what they'll do is they'll basically try to earn your trust, get you to either provide them with a credit card to repair your system over the phone, or try to get you to visit to a website with some software to download. And usually that software itself usually tends to be either fakeware, fake antivirus programs, or other programs designed to get onto your computer and essentially steal either information or essentially take control of your computer.
You know, at first, I'm guessing if someone gets a call from Microsoft, at first they want to believe it, because after all, Microsoft updates their computer all the time anyway without them knowing it, you know, when it comes to this. So it's just another nice service they've called to say, hey, you got a problem, huh?
Yep. It is one of those things where, you know, out of the blue, if somebody starts saying, you know, has your computer been acting kind of funny? Has it been acting slow? Unfortunately, for a lot of people out there, those are things that are actually going on. Their computer over time is just running a little bit slower. Maybe it's not doing what it originally was doing. So it is the kind of thing that, you know, as long as somebody presents a little bit of confidence and maybe just enough tech knowledge to kind of convince you that they are actually from Microsoft. But pretty much, Microsoft does not make those phone calls to people out there. They're not going to contact you directly and tell you that they'll help you fix their computer remotely.
All right. Finally, Agent Meister, if indeed I do have a slow computer, and besides calling the geeks at the Geek Squad, I recommend something. I've heard people use one of them's Crap Cleaner, I know. I mean, just some of the stuff that's left on your computer when you're out surfing the web.
Yeah, the CCleaner is definitely one of the programs that you can actually use to go through and kind of basically clear out your system. You can even use the tools within Windows itself. If you ever go into your My Computer icon where you have your hard drives, right-click on a drive, you have the properties and the tools in there. There is an actual disk cleanup wizard that'll kind of go through, remove a lot of the unneeded temporary system files that are in there. For a lot of people, especially if that's not something that you've done in a long time, we've seen anywhere from 500 to 500 megabytes of unneeded drive space all the way up to like 7 gigs. So for some people, that can actually take up a fair amount of their...
Now, hold on. I've never done that. I'm going to go into my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, slow down here. I'm going to go in where it says My Computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to where it says Tools.
So when you actually have your computer up, you'll see your hard drive showing up. What you want to do is go ahead and right click on one of those hard drives.
All right, like drive D or C. You right click there.
Yep. And usually under the it'll depend on how your computer is actually set up.
All right.
When you right click on it, you'll have that menu that'll come up. One of the options will say properties.
Yeah.
When you actually bring that up, that actually tells you a bunch of stuff about your hard drive. You can actually see how full your hard drive, how much free space. And usually there'll be a button that'll show up there saying disk cleanup. There'll also be a tools tab across the top. You can check your hard drive for errors. You can defrag your hard drive.
Well, I've done the defrag.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that, but I don't think I did that to do that. So I think I did what you're saying. Do I sound like a normal Microsoft, like a normal computer person? I've done that.
If you go ahead and click on that disk cleanup wizard, that'll actually go through and it'll scan your system. With Windows Vista and Windows 7, it does have some advanced tools in there where it'll tell you what type of temporary files it is.
All right.
So you can actually choose what files to actually get rid of.
All right. Something else for my wife to do. It's just amazing the task. All right. Agent Derek Meister, Geek Squad. We also link up at WTAM.com. Keyword Bill. Thank you, friend.
Thank you.
Take care, pal.